Yo, what's the heavy hitter, DJ Wala, and you're now plugged into the Subject Thread Podcast with your host, Nyla Lavelle.
Like, there are certain people that have these ability to be independent contractors, self-employed, day traders, real estate investors, singers, artists, those type of people. Avenues within the real estate umbrella, because there's so many different ways to make money in real estate. I think a lot of people miss that.
Right, right. And that's very true, because when you say real estate, that's the umbrella, right? That's what, and then there's so many other strategies. So real quick, what I'll do for our listeners is explain a little bit about what wholesaling real estate is.
I like that question, because I was just talking about this yesterday, and I feel like with Kanye, he's like, he does things that we all do behind closed doors.
Yeah, I've never been asked that.
This is Subject Thread Podcast. We different here.
You are now tuned in to Subject Thread Podcast, giving you real dose of storyboard conversations, art, money, culture, and more.
Hey guys, what is up? So this is basically another episode of Subject Thread Podcast, and how about this is the 8th time that I've had to record this episode. So you know what that says to me? That says to me that I'm uncomfortable. And the only way for me to grow is to face it head on, which I do everything in life. So this episode is the prelude to the love episode that we're going to do. Now, instead of doing a one episode, we're going to do a 2-part series with my panel guest, which will be psychologist Jessica Reed, and then 2 other guests. And we're going to talk about love. I got to laugh about it because it's hilarious. But basically, bust it. My intern suggested that I give you a backstory about myself. And then I thought about it even furthermore. And then I was like, you know what? How about I'm going to have each member of the panel submit me their 10 songs that make them think about love, whether it was a good moment, a bad moment, future love, past love, present, whatever. I want everyone to do that as well. And then I want everyone to talk about their love language. No, psych, I don't want everybody to talk about their love language. That's funny. But the 10-part songs, like, I want everybody to do that. I have 10 songs plus a bonus, and I'm going to play a little bit of snippet of one towards the end of this episode. So basically, 2-part series. You guys have been asking me this since the birth of Subject Thread Podcast in August 2020. So it's not even a year old, right? And I get a lot of DMs, and this is definitely one of the subjects that I get the most DMs on. And it's love, and then it's something about childhood trauma. Those two things, they are the most DMs, the most emails to the general email address for the Subject Thread Podcast. People want to talk about those things. And for a while, I didn't want to talk about them. I'm not going to lie. Now, the childhood trauma stuff, just about that in general, that's going to be for a later date, but we can do the 2-part series, which I'll release the 2-part series the second week in April. Because I feel like love is so interesting of a topic that 30 and 45 minutes of just one episode is not going to do justice. So let's do 30, 45 minutes, one episode, another 30, 45 minutes, another episode. And I think that will finish out the 2-part series. That's just my personal opinion on that. Now, the things that I'm going to say to you are my opinions. So don't get your boxers, your panties, whatever, if you freestyle it in a bunch, okay? Oh, let me say this disclaimer. So for the last, 10 days, I've been actively more on social media. Now, I do neglect Facebook and Twitter because I really don't like them. I'm going to be honest with you, for algorithm reasons and for things that I've noticed that they've done, data analytical wise, that I don't want to talk about right now. But I do neglect those social medias, and you can tell because I don't have really a lot of followers on those, but I'm on Pinterest a lot and I'm on Instagram a lot. My intern, for the most part, 80% of the time, post the things that I select to be posted on Sundays. Sundays is when I do my briefings, when I do my charts with my trading career, when I look at comps for my real estate, like my project management, like that's the day that I kind of like get it in. So I give the quotes I want, whatever art I want, whatever videos I want to post, like everything that I need to post, I do it there from my personal and from my business stuff. But for the first time in a while, like the last 10 days, I've been more active. So it's more of me, my personality, nobody else. Talking, DMing people, having conversations. But I talk to people all the time. I talk to a minimum of 8 to 12 individuals on a normal basis. So people be asking me, because I was posting a couple pictures in my story of, did I cut my locks? Because there were pictures I'd never posted before. And the answer is no, absolutely not. It's just that I wear enough beanies and enough Yankees fitted, by the way, excuse me, for people that are not from up north to know how to camouflage my locks. I've been doing that for years. I've had locks for like 12 years. So my hair is super long and so long, and I probably need to do an updated picture with my locks, that I went to go sit down the other day at my desk, and on my lower back, I felt something tickling me, and I felt like, yo, something was crawling on me. And it was my locks. Yeah. So it's serious like that. It's long like that, which I'm not mad at. So love, love, love. Like, look, I'm actually starting to twist them now, because that's what it does to you. I'm the person, right, that absolutely believes in love. Let me just put that out there. I joke a lot because I'm just high off of life, and I have that type of a personality. Like, I don't feel like I'm going to be stressed out for the duration that I'm allotted here on this planet. So I have life, okay? And I have a great time, and I have a lot of fun. And I'm definitely a prankster. If you ever end up with me, I'm a prankster. Sidebar. And the funny thing is, I wasn't even talking like that up until the Versus weekend. And arts, music, creativity, if you are a being of that culture, it can resonate certain things within you. Okay. And then it also goes with the spirit world and different things like that, that I'm not going to really get into. So D'Angelo did the performance at the Apollo, which is iconic. If you grew up in the New York City tri-state area, the Apollo is so iconic. I remember the first time going as a child, the most beautiful thing. Harlem is beautiful as it is. Let's be clear. So to have that done there was just like a beautiful thing. And then, you know, D'Angelo is a student of the arts, and he spent a lot of time in the New York City area. So when he was playing those jams, it just took me to a place of, yo, nostalgia for one. And then for two, it was like, this is beautiful. And as Versus was going on, I love music. Like, let's just be clear, you know, like, my love language is actually, I have two love languages. My love language is music. And my second one is like writing. I like when I can write a 3 or 4 page letter raw. I'm not really putting any punctuations in it. Your responses can be that, but I know me, those are my two love languages. I love that. I love when somebody takes the time to write me a letter, and I take the time to write them a letter. And I love like when you can communicate back and forth like that, like a 2, 3, 4 page letter. Aaliyah. I think that is so dope and so authentic. But yeah, that Versus had people in their bag though. So I had my male friends hit me up, a couple of my male cousins I hang out with, my female friends, everybody was in their bag. And I was like, damn, I'm in mine too. But it wasn't like I wanted to be with a certain individual. It just was like, how nice would it have been to like cook for somebody this evening or gotten takeout and we're watching Versus together? Like, how nice would have that been? And that thought for 1 second came in my head. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to do the episode that people ask me the most questions about, and that's love. And then I tried to renege myself from it. I tried to sabotage myself on why I'm not going to talk about love, because we often sabotage ourselves on things that make us uncomfortable. But I also know, just being a student from life, that most of my experiences and my triumphs, whether it was in love, life, friendship, business, self-improvement, it came from being uncomfortable. So I knew that I had to do the episode, because I knew that if I'm recording the prelude, which I'm doing for you right now, 8 times, that lets me know that it's something that needs to be talked about, and I got to do it. So basically, that's kind of like how it came about. As this was going on, my sequences was going high. Like, I've been vibrating really high, back into art, back into my creativity. And one thing that I strive myself on is having a brand that embraces creativity and business equally, because a lot of times when you're an artist or creative, some people feel like you can't be a person that's into like investing in real estate and trading and those type of things. And it's really inaccurate. And Subject Thread Podcast kind of like shows that element of who I am, because if you look at some of the guests can range from vegan culture. It can range from investors, stock traders, chefs. So it's an array of business scope and the creative scope. And that's on purpose because that's a reflection of who I am, literally down to a T. If you look at Subject Thread Podcast, you'll be able to understand me and how I view life. And I'm building you up to show you like how I build life and how I look at life, because I don't think people have ever seen that element of me. And the last 10 days that I've been posting on my story a lot, people have been able to see like the real me. I've posted footage of me talking to like my little cousin, footage with a friend, footage with family, and people have never seen it like that before. And I've gotten a lot of views, and then I got conversations with people that I never really had, because it shows the human side of you. And it's not just posting videos or an interview clip, because I really post things about myself on there. I rarely post my son. I rarely post my nieces and nephews. I just try to protect those elements of my life because they're so sacred to me. They're so loving. They're so endearing. So they need to be protected, because I am the oldest out of my siblings from my dad's and from my mom. I am the oldest. So I'm a protector just by nature. And then I'm a parent. So I am a protector. It's what I do. So basically, look, we're going back into this love conversation. I do believe in love. I think that love is the greatest thing that was given to humans. However, I don't think people cherish it and nurture it the way that they're supposed to. So I'll give you a little bit of backstory of myself. I've been in love 3 times in my life. And for a 30 plus year old individual, it's not bad, because some people be talking about they was in love 10 times. And I don't, this is my opinion, I don't believe that. But you want to go along with that story, that's good. But 3 times. The first time produced a child. We were super, super young. But that first situation taught me heartbreak, because I was cheated on and different things like that. So, but we were young. So I chalked that up to the game. There's no beef, but we were super young. And when you're young, you don't really know how to tie your shoestring properly. The second situation happened in my 20s. And it happened in a time where I was starting to get a little bit of status and I was doing my own thing. And things were getting to my head. And that relationship was so super healthy. Like, that individual's from the South. They slowed me down, but they also showed me there were certain things about myself that I really liked. However, that person loved me in a way that I had never seen before. And I royally showed my ass in that relationship. I ruined that relationship. We were together for 6 years. That's the only thing that I can look back at and say, I fucked that up. Any other dating, any other situation with anybody else? No. In fact, I have friends that I may have dated in the past, because I'd never do a remix. And a remix is, you remix in a song. I like the original version. Just keep it that way, which is not true, but I'm just letting you know something. Like, I always tell people, I don't do remixes. That means I don't go back with my exes. I've never done that. I don't do it, because 9 times out of 10, I'm not the reason why we're not together. So I'm not about to, you know what I'm saying? I don't do things like that. I know people do, but I don't. So that's that second situation. I definitely messed it up. We were together like 6 years. It taught me like family, because their family like accepted me. They loved me. Yo, it was just something I had never seen before. It was super, super healthy. It was super, super healthy. And I was like, damn, talk through my feelings, have conversations, healthy dialogue. Wasn't ready for that. That was my 20s. 30s, I was dating heavily in the industry. So I was just dating and chilling, enjoying my single life for the most part. I did get in a relationship with someone heavily in the entertainment industry. I wasn't in love with them, though. I cared about them. I wanted the best for them. But we were just two different people. And that situation showed me what it looks like to have a relationship when you haven't healed from your previous one, if that makes any sense. Then my third situation where I felt like this is in love feeling, I wasn't in a relationship. There was no titles. I was so present for this individual that it was like, yo, I want to be able to love and show love the way that I am. This was like where I was at that point in my life. So I was super loving, super creative with the dates, just a dope human being showing up, which has been consistent in all my situations. Just being that person, just being that dope person. And that person royally acted like a donkey of the day. If we could have an episode about that and I'd be like, ooh. So I was like, yo, that relationship showed me that you can show up in every way for someone. You could be loving, kind, empathy, on point with the dates, on point with the gifts. You can just be that motherfucker and it don't even matter. That person showed me that you can treat somebody like pure trash and not feel no kind of way about it. And that person did that day in and day out. And then it made me check myself because it was like, yo, if you're so dope and you're so about your life, how could you have allowed somebody to do that to you for 2 fucking years? Like, what was really good with you? Now, this episode, I'm going to make sure I put the mark on there that I am cursing a little bit on this one. Now, probably on the 2-part series, we're not going to do really all that cursing. But the prelude is mine and no one's on it. So I'm going to curse just a little bit. I don't curse often. I just a little bit how I'm doing now. Like most of this conversation is no cursing. I'm just giving you the disclaimer. Because I have 13 to 17 year olds, the dot it comes in that they're listening to the podcast on a normal basis. And I'm like, yo, y'all don't need to be going here. Look, for certain things, take your little ass out of here. But nah, I'm just playing, guys. I'm just playing. I love you guys. You guys here cursing. You guys be cursing in school. Don't play. Look, I know y'all be cursing. So anyway, it made me have this mentality like, I don't want to go through this. And then you can get saturated with cynical thoughts if you allow it long enough. You have people around you that are in abusive relationships, people calling you with their drama, then you start to get poisoned and think like, yo, all relationships are like this. So for a moment in time, I had that concept. And I kind of went back to the days of when I'd be in a club, hanging out, doing my thing, industry kid, and just, you know, dating. Because when you're like around the industry or in the industry or in different groups, there's no shortage of people. Like, I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. And I used to be like, yo, my mindset used to be like, I watch my friends put in the bare minimum in their situations and they get the best situations. This is actively true now too. And that's one of the subjects we're going to talk about. It amazes me how people don't require anything from anyone. Meaning you could just show up with nothing. I know a dude, and I told him I was going to use him as a reference. He'd been with his shorty for like 5 years, the bare minimum. I used to be like, yo, because he would ask me for, you know, dating ideas. Most of my friends do. I helped him with his Valentine's Day. And I used to say to him, look, yo, buy her flowers every week. You know that it doesn't cost a lot of money to do that, right? And it shouldn't even really be about that, because if you're going to Starbucks every day, you're spending $12 a day times 7 is 84. You can spend $50 to $60 a week and buy your shorty flowers every single week. I think little things like that are important, personally me. And I think that people are super lazy. They don't want to put in no kind of work. But to me, that's not work, because if you love someone, you care about them, that's a natural thing. And that's how I think. So those were basically my situations. That's a little bit about myself. In terms of that love aspect, I wasn't shown what it looked like growing up to have a nurturing, loving spouse type of a relationship. In most Black households, and I hate to say this, and statistically I can back it up, we didn't get that luxury, okay? We didn't get that luxury of a lot of things. And it's no disrespect to, you know, our parents or their parents or the generational thing there, but we weren't taught FICO scores, credit management, money management, investing, etc., because most Black households thinks that someone is scamming someone or something is going on. And in fact, I spoke to my grandmother one time and she said to me that when she was coming up, they told her all she was going to do was either be a classroom teacher or a maid. So, you know, their mindsets were different, you know? So I've made the cognizant decision to teach myself and learn differently in so many aspects of my life. And it's ongoing. So 20-ish, 18 now. Yeah, 2018. I decided I wanted to do something different. I was like, yo, I want to do something different. It kind of like hit me all at one time, which things often do that are life changing for me in a positive way. It just hits me and I just take action. I don't even think twice about it. And I was like, I want to become a vegan and I want to grow mentally, spiritually, financially on a way that I had never seen before. Because you are who you are. You attract different versions of yourself at different moments. And that can be in friendship, that can be in love, that can be in business, etc. And I understand that. I understand Fibonacci sequences. I understand the universal law. I understand the no judgment component. All of these things will reciprocate back to you in some form of fashion. And I also understand not being an asshole of the universe, because it can come back on you, it can come back on your child, your lineage. So I'm not with none of that. I've always been like that. And I'm thankful that I did grow up in the tri-state area. I got to just say that. And not that I feel like I'm better than anybody, but there's this diversity component. There's over 200 languages spoken in the tri-state area, which composes of New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut. Just giving you a backstory for my Southern listeners. I became a dual resident like in 2001 because I actually love being in both places, but I'm going to change that soon. I'm going to make a huge decision because I think it's time. I used to own a lot of property. I own properties now, but I used to own a lot of properties in my 20s. Like my portfolio at one time had reached $1.9 million. Not trying to be funny, but this was the time that I ruined my relationship and I was just a little bit out of control. I'm so glad that that's over. This is I'm talking about something right now that happened 10 plus years ago, by the way. So anyway, I didn't appreciate real estate and investing then in my 20s. I appreciate it now, of course, naturally, but back then I didn't. And I wish that I would have held on to some of my properties just a little bit longer. Look, some of them is worth a lot of money. But, you know, going back to that, a lot of people, we weren't taught certain things. So, you know, the diversity component is super important. Being bilingual gets you more money in jobs if that's what you choose to do. But also, if you're an entrepreneur, that's also a great attribute to have. So, you know, seeing that was always amazing. And when I'm in the South, it's like a little bit different because for the most part, and I have best friends that's from the South, by the way, like super dope people. But we've even had these conversations. Like, I know that the South is pretty much Bible Belt, and it's the traditional Bible Belt because there's different sectors of religion and different things like that. I would often date people and they would have like such a component of a one track mind that it was amazing to me. And you couldn't get nothing in. Not that I want to change perspectives, but I was like, yo, if your mind is one track like that and you're not nurturing to different people, I can't even rock with you because that goes against everything that I am. Because I respect everyone. And I suggest everybody go to listen to the interview that I had with Pastor Michael Walrond. That was the last episode of season one. And that episode will kind of give you a dialogue of who I am as a person, because I respect everybody. Okay. But I want you guys to actually listen to that one. That gives you the mentality and where I am as a person and my cores and stuff. So I decided, like I said, I decided to just make some changes and I decided to like be celibate, just focus on myself, my brands, the partnerships that I'm in, things that I don't talk about, like my money, my son, my nieces, my nephews, my family, my friends. Like I just decided to just focus on those things. And I was like, yo, if I end up with someone one day, I do. And if I don't, I don't. That was my mindset for a very long time. For like the last 3 years, I've actually been having the best time of my life for the last 3 years. I have no stress. Like, listen, no stresses other than like business stuff. That's a part of life. We got to get this house or this multifamily rehabbed in enough time, or oh, GBP, JPY didn't do what I needed it to do during a trade, during the London session or something like that. And those are normal things for me. They don't affect me to stress me. They're like crazy, but they're like, oh my gosh, a little bead of sweat, but I'll get over it. But I'm talking about relationship stuff. Like people be going through it. Like I'd be like, ooh, you know, I don't want none of that. And some people be going through stuff that are the dopest people that you can ever imagine. And some people you would be shocked that they're going through those things. So I don't like toxic situations. I don't have perfection. I don't have a requirement. I know that I'm a different type of a breed. I know that my experiences are different. So I oftentimes would date people or things wouldn't even happen because people would be intimidated by me. And that that part of life really upsets me because I'm so misunderstood. And in the field that I'm in, I do speak to a lot of people, but just because I speak to a lot of people doesn't mean that I'm doing something or I want something. Like, it's just a lot of misconceptions out there. And I'm at the point in my life where I don't care. You can believe what you want to believe. That's on you. Especially if I haven't given you any reason to believe that. I think that we're all adults. So during this conversation, we need to talk about a couple things. And all these things don't apply to me, but they're just things that I've heard during life and just things that people DM me about. Childhood trauma and what it does to you in regards to having a relationship. Listening to other people and how that affects you in your relationship. I can't tell you how many people I know that will actually have the audacity to listen to a friend, a family, or something they heard in regards to someone, and things don't happen because of that. You let somebody determine your love life? That's wild to me. To me, that's wild. I'm sorry. Sabotaging your own potential with someone. I can't tell you how many people that I know who have done that. And I've done that before in my life, too, where I'd be so scared of a possible connection that I create something that's not even there just so that we don't have to go down this yellow brick road. You understand what I'm saying? The fact that people like staying in toxic situations, they don't do nothing to get themselves out of it. I know people that have been in 5, 10, 15 year relationships and they are so abusive mentally, spiritually, physically, and they just be sitting in them. That amazes me. And I want to know why. Like, why do we do those things to ourselves? You know what I'm saying? The conversation about finances and why people don't use that as an element in their relationship. Like, look, if you get with me, we're going to push each other to the next level. Okay, we're going to be about that conversation. We're going to be about entrepreneurship and growth and spiritual growth and financial growth. Like, we need to get out of this moment where we feel like we don't want to do that. Have those conversations, because if you're weak in something, I may be strong and vice versa. Like, let's cut that beep out. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I want to act like I don't want to curse. Right. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that as well. Those are some of the questions and the things that we're going to table. These things you guys ask, because two factors eliminate a relationship. There's statistics on this. The two factors are infidelity and money. And I think both things can be worked out, because I feel like, especially when you get in your 30s, there should be no reason why you're lying. You can tell someone like, hey, I'm poly. Hey, I want to have a monogamous relationship. Hey, let's have an open relationship. Hey, let's do a long distance relationship. You can tell someone that, and either they're going to rock with you or they're not, or you guys are going to meet each other somewhere in between, because a relationship is about compromise, consistency, thoughtfulness, all of those things. And most people don't have it for themselves. So how do you think they can have it for someone else? And then the last thing is, I think everybody needs to be in therapy. So actually, when people be telling me they're in therapy, I'm excited. My own therapist has therapy. I think everybody should be in therapy, because there's a lot of childhood trauma and just trauma from past relationships. And you shouldn't be bringing that into your new situation or your possibility. That's one thing that I've never done. Like, I don't be making people pay for something else. That's not their fault. So if anybody's out there doing that, you need to really stop that. That's not cool. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about. Guys, thank you for supporting Subject Thread Podcast. We're at 161,000 plus streams since August of 2020. I got a lot of dope things that I'm brewing right now. Another mixtape is coming from DJ Walla around the summertime. I'm gearing up for the summer. You know how I love the spring and summer. My favorite seasons is spring and fall, actually. But I love the summer, too, because summer brings like amazing memories about life. You could look back and be like, yo, I had an amazing summer. And I love spending my summers in the South, believe it or not. It's just something about that mellow. Chill. I'm such a chill person, believe it or not. One thing also that I found out from doing just reflections is that out of the three people that I was involved in, 2/3 of them were from the South. So my friend said the other day, you're probably going to end up with somebody from the South. It may be true, because I'm so fast paced that I like when I join with someone and they're not as fast paced as me. And I don't expect them to be, because I just have had way different life experiences. My dad was a drug kingpin, for God's sakes. And my mom, an artist, of the art world, of the, when I say art world, a singer, she has gold records. Sometimes I don't even like to talk about that because when people find that out, they're like, oh, like, but it, I don't even want to talk about that. But I'm just saying that it was just two different contrasts of people. It amazes me how they were together because they are two different individuals. But that happens to opposites attract in life, right? That's a part of a love conversation. We could probably have a conversation about that as well. So I'm about to wrap off. I'm going to give you my plus, play a little bit of it, because we all know that you can't play too much songs. The rest of the songs I'll put in the description of the actual episode, but because they're not allowing you to, they're not doing it yet to where you can download Aaliyah's stuff. Her stuff has still not been available to us, unfortunately. But this is my plus, my bonus song. Remember, I said I want everybody to list their 10 love songs. Well, this is my plus one, which would be 11. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of it. Yo, that song is so dope. It is so beautiful. It's called It's Whatever by Aaliyah. It came out in 2001 off of the Aaliyah album. You can listen to it on YouTube. That's where I have it. I've already downloaded it and scrubbed it. But yeah, I mean, that's actually one of my favorite songs. That actually, that album, she did her thing on that album. She really did her thing. So I hope that this conversation was enlightening. Yeah, I'm eager and I can't wait for the panel. It's going to be super dope. Like I said, it's going to be total four people on there. Psychologist Jessica Reed and two other people. I'm trying to bring on somebody from the industry. And I'm working. I'm really close because I think they have an amazing story and they need to table it. Yo, you need to chop that up. But yeah, I'm signing out, guys. Peace out. Peace and blessings to everyone. Be safe. Put your mask on. Peace.